Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you'd like to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. This whole story that we're talking about reminds me of a movie called Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, or Dale and Tucker vs. Evil. It doesn't really matter. It's a horror movie spoof. It's a comedy, and it's about these two guys who just go out to this cabin to fix it up in the middle of the woods, and these teenagers are convinced that they're serial killers. And just bizarre events happen where the teenagers end up killing themselves, and the sheriff shows up, and is like, we've had a doozy of a day. These kids showed up, and it just started throwing themselves in the wood chipper. And if you haven't been watching the movie, I mean, if you just tuned in at that point, you're thinking, oh, my God, these guys are serial killers or whatever. And it's just so reminiscent of what these police are saying. It's just so weird. We have all of these security cameras here, and this 29-year-old black woman just ended up in the back of one of our vans dead.
And we have no clue how.
Weird.
We're investigating it.
I would imagine that police lock their vans. That would be my first question. Was the van, how does she get in the van? They're like, we're trying to figure out how she got there and when she got there. And she was found dead in the back of a police van. It seems like this should be a really easy investigation. Well, let's roll back the security footage and see what happened.
Well, and you know, like, if this happened at any other, like, place of employment, every single employee that worked there would be a suspect. But for some reason, none of the police are suspects?
Well, they're investigating themselves, Nikki.
They certainly seem to be, but you're absolutely right. Like, I just can't imagine how horrible it would be to, like, walk outside one day and find someone dead in the back of my car. I mean,
yeah.
Because you got to call the police and report that, and it doesn't matter.
That would ruin your day.
It would definitely ruin your day at the very least. But there's no chance the cops are going to believe anything you have to say on this subject.
Yeah.
You're almost certainly going to get arrested. But when it's the cops and it's their van, no one's been arrested yet, and they seem to just be investigating how this woman just appeared in their van and kind of died.
Well, she clearly stole the keys and went in there to die.
See, I do lock my doors at night, even though I live in a part of town where there's, like, no crime whatsoever. It's just force of habit. So no one, that would be my first question if I want to say, how did this person get into my car? And why did this person get in my car? And why did they die there? I'm going to roll back the security footage and see. Because luckily I do have security cameras, and I could just roll back and be like, oh, okay, so yes, this person, here, officer, here's a copy, not the actual footage, but here's a copy of the footage. You can clearly see right here, but the cops don't seem, they're working on getting that footage, apparently.
Well, the family doesn't believe that she just crawled back there and died.
Why would they? That's almost impossible to believe. I most police cars don't open from, like, the back seats don't open. And that's true of police vans as well, that only the front and only the front seats open. And I just can't imagine they weren't locked. So how does she even get in them? And why does she crawl into the police? If she needed help, why wouldn't she go? Well, I would understand why you wouldn't go into the police department if you are suffering some sort of crisis that might kill you and you need help. The last person I would go to would be the police. But for the average person, okay, maybe. Well, but why wouldn't you go into the police department instead of the police van? It's all very weird.
I don't even think that you would go into anything if you were, like, you know, about to die. You would maybe, like, collapse on the ground where you were or something. But, you know, not crawl into a van. I wouldn't do that For any reason. I wouldn't crawl into the back of a van for any reason.
We don't know. The toxicology reports haven't come back. They're not expecting those for months. But maybe she was having like a really bad acid trip or something, which wouldn't have been enough to kill her on its own. But, you know, a psychedelic, you could do some weird stuff like climb into a van in order to feel safe or whatever.
Well, the woman's family doesn't believe this. It says, the woman's sister, Whitney Nance, said her family's attempts to see the surveillance footage have been thwarted. Christina's family reportedly went to police headquarters after her body was discovered and asked to see the tapes, but were told that the investigator handling the case was out of the office.
So, well, if they have nothing to hide, they shouldn't mind their privacy being invaded, right?
Yep.
If they want to keep the tape secret, it must be because they have something to hide. Now, obviously, I'm being facetious. I mean, in regard to the average person has a right to privacy. A police officer kind of doesn't. Not when someone is discovered dead in the back of one of their vans.
Yep. She says, we do not believe that our sister would just randomly walk to a van and climb in it. First of all, why wasn't the van locked on police property? Whitney told local outlet WAAFF. Christina's family has since asked for more transparency and answers regarding her death. Whitney said she reported her sister as missing 2 weeks ago and has been searching for her and had been searching for her when the body was found. We don't really know how our relative's body was found inside a police van on police property, and we just need some justice. Frank Matthews, a local activist and Christina's cousin, said at a press conference, we need some clarity and Christina cannot speak for herself.
I'm going to be so mad if these cops get away with murdering this girl.
It's suspicious at the very least. She's been missing for 2 weeks, and then she's suddenly found dead in the back of a police van.
Like, this was obviously a cop that killed her, and then, I don't know, tried to cover up the evidence by hiding her in the van because it wasn't being used. I don't know. It seems like a dumb place to hide a body, but who else would have the keys? I mean, and I wouldn't put it past a cop to murder somebody.
Oh, certainly not. They do stuff like that all the time.
Maybe they thought somebody else was going to come for the next step of the cover-up and the other person didn't do it. You know, they were going to leave the
van
there. Somebody else was going to pick it up.
That's probably what happened. And then another cop who wasn't in on it found it and did the right thing and spilled the beans about it.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's probably what happened.
Well, it says, according to Whitney, which is the dead girl's sister, Christina visited the police department headquarters in the past to ask for help and was picked up by relatives from the complex on a few occasions. A spokesperson for the department said the van where her body was found was last used in March to transport evidence. And then it links a GoFundMe. That's all.
So are they? So they're alleging that they left this van unlocked in their parking lot for almost 7 months? That seems unlikely.
Yeah.
And what if they have so many vehicles that they're just leaving this van unlocked in their parking lot for 7 months at a time? Maybe that you're just a waste of taxpayer money at that point as well. Absolutely bizarre story.
In Huntsville, Huntsville is the fastest growing city in Alabama, I just learned.
That's where this happened, was Huntsville, Alabama?
Yeah, so it's not like, you know, like, why would they have a van that they didn't use for 7 months?
Because they're cops and it's not their money, so what do they care?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they don't have to pay for that van. They don't have to pay for its upkeep or anything like that. But it's certainly very suspicious, and I would be very curious to see this surveillance footage. And I want to know more about this story as it develops, but unfortunately, weird stuff happens like this so frequently that any updates for this story will almost certainly never cross my radar, sadly. But maybe they will. Maybe it'll turn out that, you know, one of these cops killed her or something like that and was trying to get rid of the evidence. And it just happened to get uncovered by a cop who didn't know anything about it. It was like, hey, there's a dead person in the back of this van.
Mm-hmm.
But missing for 2 weeks and then being found dead in a police van, that's not a good look. And the family trying to get the security footage being told, oh, the investigator's not in the office right now. Oh,
okay, we'll wait. You can get him in here right now and get the video of what happened to our sister.
Yeah, or when will the investigator be back? Of course, they're going to say, well, we don't know. Okay, well, then I guess we'll just wait. What they want you to do is leave your name and number, and they'll get back to you at their earliest convenience, which is going to be never. I'm with you, Nikki. I hope no one gets away with killing this woman. The coroner, who also is employed by the government, it's worth mentioning, says that there was no hint of foul play or anything like that, but 29-year-old people don't just die. I mean, that's suspicious in and of itself, never mind the fact that she was found in a police van, which should have been locked, and that the investigator isn't releasing the security footage. It's all very suspicious. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. As always, you're welcome to join us, share your thoughts and opinions. You can talk about what we've been discussing or talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And we are officially streaming to Twitter. Twitter evidently just added support recently for live streaming services, and now you can watch Free Talk Live on Twitter if you would like. I know Reddit also recently added a streaming service, but I don't, you can't even go full screen with the Reddit one apparently, so it's not very good. But it's good to have our eggs in so many different baskets, because we're constantly being suspended from this platform or that platform. Like, Nimmo TV is constantly suspending us, and we learned last night why that is, evidently, in their terms and conditions, which no one ever reads, so don't fault us for reading this, because you haven't read any of the things that you've signed up for either, to be clear. Evidently, they don't allow any anti-government speech at all, which, that's all we do here.
Sounds like we're not compatible.
So, yeah, that relationship is already off to a rocky start, but now it makes total sense why every time the suspension lifts, we just immediately get suspended again. And it's not because of medical misinformation, which YouTube is always hitting us with, or Facebook has yet to suspend us, but they did give us one of those little click here for COVID-19 information things, at least at one point.
Well, the Vimeo one, it also said you can't criticize religion, so we're double canceled.
Vimeo, yeah.
Whatever.
But that's why we're over on Odyssey, where we don't have to really deal with that nonsense. If you want a video channel where you can always watch Free Talk Live, where we're not going to be censored, where we're not going to be suspended or banned, then check out our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. It's backed by Library, which is a decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol. It's really cool. It's like BitTorrent in that the more people who watch your stuff, the faster it is for people to download. And all the blockchain actually does is it points to the index of where the files are actually located at. It's a really cool concept, and it's completely uncensorable. Now, Odyssey is censorable. It's a web-based front end for library, basically, and they do have some rules and stuff like that, like they don't allow pornography, but obviously that's not an issue here on Free Talk Live. So if you want that, a video channel where you can actually stream and be yourself, you might consider joining Odyssey or just subscribing to our channel at video.freetalklive.com. That's the best way to find it. But let's go to the phones. We have Mike calling from Virginia. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm asking about the girl that was found dead in the police van. Sounds like you guys have already convicted the police without knowing the facts. And I'm just curious, if the girl's family has come and picked her up at the police station before, why was she there? And you also mentioned that 29-year-olds don't just randomly die, but obviously you don't realize there's an opioid crisis in the United States, and really worldwide right now, where people as young as six are dying from opioids.
Okay.
So what's your logic behind that?
Fair point. So let's start at the beginning. To be fair, yes, we have no evidence that the police are guilty of killing this woman.
We're not convicting anyone, though, because we don't claim the power over other people to put them in cages.
But no, we're maybe not convicting them, but there was a strong suggestion that a police officer killed this girl, and we don't know that. However, if I went outside one day and I found in one of my unused vehicles, because I do have a second car that I probably haven't driven but like once this entire year, found a dead body in it, would you be inclined to believe that
I didn't
kill this person?
And then you wouldn't hand over the videos because you have surveillance in your yard.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh yeah, I'm not able to get you those videos right now. When people ask me about it, would you be inclined to believe that I didn't kill this person?
Quite honestly, it all depends. If you live in a crime-ridden area, and there's drug addicts like San Francisco and L.A., where they sleep in dumpsters, they sleep anywhere they can, and they overdose because they want to get out of the weather. There's a number of reasons somebody could be in a vehicle. And as far as it not being locked, it's very common for police vehicles not to be locked, especially if they're unarmed in the parking lot. That's usually in a caged environment with fencing around it. So that's not...
I've never seen a police department that had fencing around it. A jail, maybe, but never an actual police department. But I want to be 100% clear here. So if I went outside one day and I found a dead body...
No, how about...
In the backseat of my car.
Your roommate found the dead body in your car. Because, you know...
Okay, well, it really doesn't matter who finds it, right?
Nowhere are you comparing apples to apples with this.
They found a dead body in the back seat of their car. I mean, that's apples. That's as apples to apples as you can get.
In a police van at a police station.
So it's just different because they're cops and they have special privileges?
You just are inclined to believe that they didn't kill someone because you can't tell me that you don't think the evidence points to some foul play here. The girl's family already spoke to her character and said she's not the type to climb into random vans, and you're just, all you're thinking is, you know, you believe
you
that
don't
the
know
cops...
what I'm thinking. You don't know what I'm thinking, so let's stop there. But
I know what you said.
Y'all admitted that she's been picked up at the police station.
She went there to ask for help.
For what? Do you know why?
The article
Do you know
say.
Why? I don't know what you're implying.
No, the question is to you. Do you know why she was there?
No, because the article didn't say, but you're the one implying that it was because she was doing drugs.
But do you think she was or do you think she wasn't?
Does it really matter what I think? Her family said she's not the type to climb in random vans.
And also, if I were to be on drugs, I think a police van would be the last place that I would go.
And you don't know. Maybe if you're smoking pot and you're halfway logical, maybe so. If you're on crack, LSD, or opioids, you don't know what you're thinking because you're not rational at that point. I know. Believe me, I know. I've been there.
I don't believe you because opioids don't make you trip or irrational or likely to climb into a random van.
Okay. And this is why I don't listen to y'all, because y'all have prophesied and ran through the whole scenario like you do in the crime scene, and you convicted the police, but you're the same people that when the police are needed, you'll call them.
No, we won't, Mike. And my campaign for sheriff proved that when my property was vandalized, my car was vandalized, my signs were stolen, and not once did I ever call the police.
My car was also vandalized this year, and my roommate was trying to get me to call the police, and they even showed up, and I told them, no, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, we don't call the police when we need help. We call our friends, because our friends aren't going to show up and shoot us.
Oh, okay. So every time the police show up, they shoot somebody.
Not every time, but it's not a risk I'm willing to take. They do it more often than my friends do. I've never had a friend show up and shoot me.
I would wager your paycheck against mine that if your place was vandalized and you called the police, that you would not be a victim. I would bet my life on that.
Well, I don't care if the chances are 1% or 0.1% when it comes to police, because they do show up and shoot people. There's countless news stories of parents dealing with out-of-control autistic kids who call the police for help, and the police end up, I think they put 17 bullets into a 9-year-old
yep.
kid who was autistic or something like that. My friends have never done stuff like that. So, yeah, if I need help, I'm calling a friend, not a cop. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Mike. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says negotiations are continuing when it comes to the president's Build Back Better agenda. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin joining Fox's special report and discussing Democrats' reconciliation package to try to further that plan.
Let them vote on the infrastructure bill. Take the time to work the reconciliation bill the way it needs to be worked, the CBO scoring.
Manchin saying, though, there's no excuse for not passing the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which he does support, as Democrats seek to pass their spending bill alongside the infrastructure spending. President Biden's applauding the final approval of COVID Pfizer vaccines for kids ages 5 through 11. He spoke at the White House on Wednesday afternoon, calling it a time of relief for parents across the nation. This is USA Radio News. President Biden shooting down a report that he wants to pay migrant families who were separated during the prior Trump administration money. Biden said any suggestion that his administration plans to pay $450,000 to migrant families is, in his words, garbage. During a chat with White House reporters, Biden added, "That's not going to happen." San Francisco Giants catcher Buster Posey's retiring. Multiple reports say the 34-year-old veteran and three-time World Series champ will make it official tomorrow. Posey had a decorated career with the Giants, winning the National League Rookie of the Year in 2010 and the National League Comeback Player of the Year and League MVP in 2012. And all three major indexes closed at record highs on Wall Street. That after the Fed announced its plan to begin slowing down monthly bond purchases that were implemented during the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where we invite you to join us, even if you disagree or even if you, you know, think we're wrong about our assessment of a situation. 603-283-6160. You can call in and tell us about it. 603-283-6160. And we're allowed to do that in large part because of our new Patreon program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. Such as Leah here has done. She's joined it. She's giving at least $10 per month. She's a gold level member. And we don't ask that. All we ask is $5 per month. That gets you into the program. And it does come with a number of cool little benefits. There's an AMP-only Facebook group, and I think there's an AMP-only chat on our Matrix server. And there's even an AMP-only version of the podcast. But really the reason you should join is because you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us reach larger audiences because you value the ideas of people being able to call in a national radio show and hash out these ideas because the last caller was right. We did, perhaps unfairly, suggest definitively that the police killed this woman, and we don't know that. It could have been anyone killed this woman and dropped her off in the police van. That doesn't seem very likely, but it's possible, and we don't have any facts beyond what we read in that article to go on. So, you know, that little check was certainly valuable. And if you value that, you might consider joining the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Leah, for your contributions. Let's keep going to the phones. We have Bob calling from West Virginia. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is Bob from West Virginia. In regards to the body found in that police van, that is speculation because correlation is not causation. There are other possible outcomes that can explain what actually happened to that.
I never said that I know for a fact that the woman was killed by cops. I mean, both of you callers are basically saying that. And
well,
the thing
hold
is,
on.
I didn't say anything. I merely made a statement about rhetoric and.
So can you offer an alternative hypothesis about how this dead girl could have ended up in the back of this
police
van?
That's a good question. What you need to do is you need to investigate and get possible suspects, as you usually do, and investigate it to the point where you get a get evidence that's incontrovertible or a very heavy preponderance of evidence.
That's not my job. My job is I'm reporting a story. This story has...
No, I'm not pointing the finger at you. Don't feel like you're being...
I'm just talking to you. Anyways, that's not my job. I don't need to go investigate this, but there are very obvious signs of foul play in this story, and cops every day cover up things.
Right. That's a possible outcome. Yes, it is. There are other possible outcomes, too. You know, we don't really know.
Such as...
Well, that's a good question. We have to investigate to find out.
No, can you just offer up one hypothesis of how this girl could have ended up?
I don't have enough information. I'm merely saying that.
Just speculate.
Correlation is not causation. That's all.
I understand, but
there's nothing to offer up.
So
you could say that the police did it. Sure, you could say that somebody did it. Some heinous criminal in the police department did it. You could also say that somebody. They were was you know you could a myriad of possible you know,
yes but you're not offering
your,
up a
your mind
single
can create
one.
All kinds of possible outcomes but
can
the
you
point
offer
is,
one single way that this girl
no I can't
I'm not asking you to say that this is the way that it happened I'm just saying can you come up with any possible hypothetical of how this girl could have wound up dead in a police van.
I would say you'd have to investigate it. I'm saying it's unknown circumstance.
Well, it can't be investigated because the people who have the evidence are the police, and they're refusing to release it.
Okay, well, then you have to bring them to court.
The courts and the police are on the same side.
I'm not saying they're guilty. They're guilty of withholding evidence, maybe, but that doesn't mean they killed this person. That we don't know who killed this person. We're just saying it's a fresh case, apparently.
So you're just not allowed to speculate on the... On the radio at all?
Well, that's a speculation is an objection in court, and that's what
we're
not
in court.
Sustained.
Yeah, I don't really care how they run their crap.
No, it's just you can. There's a lot of people that are found guilty of offenses through specious circumstantial evidence get put into the death row places, you know, in the prisons, and some of them get the Innocence Program or whatever it is. Has actually caused the release of people on death row because of
because of radio people in a different state talking about it.
No, radio people have nothing to do with it. No, that has nothing to do with it.
You're absolutely right. There are countless people in prisons who have been wrongfully convicted of crimes that they didn't commit
because they're specious because they actually did. They actually did apply their speculation. In a circumstantial manner, and what happens then is you've got innocent people being put to death. And yes, they have found certain circumstances and evidence after the fact, after they've actually put people to death.
Yeah, and who leads these investigations? Who leads these investigations with these suspicious circumstances and this specious reasoning?
Human beings did.
Police officers.
Well, police
the correct
are human
answer.
Beings, yes.
No, they have lost their humanity.
Well, who knows how they... Yeah, if they've done something that's heinous and actually have falsely accused a certain individual or tried to put a feather in their cap for convictions, yes, I would say they're heinous. And I would say that they've lost their humanity. And there's a lot of people in this world like that. No matter where you go, you'll find people such as that because human beings are flawed individuals. You know, we are flawed animals.
Sure.
We do things because we are... because we're not perfect in any regard.
I'm just uncomfortable that these are the calls we're getting just because it's police property we're talking about. If we covered a story where there was a girlfriend that went missing for days and then, she was found in the van of the boyfriend. He, you know, called the cops and was like, hey, I found her. She was dead in my van. We wouldn't be getting calls like, you can't speculate. You can't speculate.
Well,
you don't know what happened. Causation's not correlation.
And that guy would be in jail right now awaiting
trial.
No matter
who they are. No matter if they're police or if they're the guy Laundrie, remember that fellow with his fiance, that brought her off to the Wild West, and they went and saw the Grand Tetons.
Bob, there is such a monumental difference here between the consequences of us saying, even if I were to say, the police absolutely, definitely, for certain, killed this girl.
Right.
No one's getting sent to prison. No one's having violence inflicted on them. No one's being kidnapped or put on death row because of my accusation. It carries no weight whatsoever. It's just an opinion. But when the police do it, it's not an opinion. People die.
No, I'm not anybody who does. It doesn't matter if you're the police or not.
You're just not allowed to speculate things?
You can speculate all day long, but to say definitively that so-and-so committed this crime is basically an injustice. You know,
there's no injustice here. It's incorrect, maybe, but it's not injustice.
Well,
in that case, Bob, I'm going to say definitively, yes, the cops murdered this woman. I have no doubt whatsoever.
But, you know, previously that wasn't said, though. Previously we were just speculating and we're like, this seems like the most likely cause.
All I'm saying simply is there are other possible outcomes. Am I right? That's my only...
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know that that's true because you have yet to present even one possible way this girl could have...
No, I don't have to present it. There are...
You do.
Even if they're not found to be the case.
I'll present one and I still think that the cops just make more sense.
Possible outcomes. That's the whole idea.
Okay, but can you present even one of them, Bob? Even one way this 29-year-old girl could have ended up
Martians
dead?
Martians came down from outer space, and they flew down in their flying saucer, and they landed. He's got us there.
I mean, that's probably
a good one. And they landed there, and they found her to be, you know, she looked like she was a deadly person. And so these Martians, not knowing our culture, zapped her. And then they didn't know what to do with her body, so they stuffed her in the...
Also, you're making the point that it only really makes sense that the cops did that. Is that what you're trying to say? The only other thing you can think of is Martians?
Let your mind be the... The sky is the limit of how many possible outcomes. If you don't know them, it's an expanding tree. It's an exponential expansion.
Bob, thank you so much for the call tonight. I got to give it to you. I asked for a hypothetical scenario. It took the better part of the segment, but you did give us one, and I have to point out that the scenario you provided was so outlandishly outrageous that I would be ashamed to be the one saying, oh, you can't just conclude this logical, rational thing. It could have been Martians. 603-283-6160. It's free talk.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where we've been talking about this story where these cops absolutely, for sure, without a doubt, should be on death row, murdered this poor woman in cold blood, beat her to death with a baton. Of course, that's not what we said at any point during this, but in fact, we're being told by somebody watching on Facebook that they have since released the footage, and it shows her climbing into the van, which is can't be opened from the inside because it's a police van, but still, did she die overnight? I mean, surely she could have banged on windows or got someone's attention the next day or something. So
yeah.
I don't know all the details. Never claimed to. Just said it was weird that the family didn't have the police footage. And, you know, that's where we're at. Where if, just like anyone else, it's not just like anyone else. If a random person did find a dead body in their car, I would be more inclined to believe that they honestly just discovered this dead body if they weren't a cop.
Yeah, honestly.
But if they were a cop, I'm like, yeah, You found it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've had this story for a few days that I've been wanting to get into because one of my friends on Facebook, a coworker of mine, said something to the effect of, there's no money to be made in COVID-19. And that's just so strikingly ignorant that I want to talk about it, because that's what a lot of people seem to think, because they think, well, the vaccines are free, so how could they possibly be making money? But no, they're not actually free. The government's paying for it in what is one of the largest transfers of wealth from the American public to these pharmaceutical companies that we've ever seen. Pfizer's revenue and profits are soaring because of its COVID vaccine business. Pfizer reported that earnings and sales more than doubled in the past quarter and raised its outlook for results the full year, thanks greatly to its COVID-19 vaccine. The company, and remember, if you ever want to find out what's really going on here, just follow the money. And the money is very clearly going via inflation and taxes and all of this other stuff from the American taxpayer, from the American user of U.S. dollars, into these pharmaceutical companies. Pfizer reported adjusted earnings of $7.7 billion, up 133%, more than double from a year earlier. Revenue soared to $24.1 billion, up 134%. Both easily cleared results forecast by analysts. And now, it's been approved for children. That's an even larger range of people that they can have these vaccines sold for. The vaccine business alone was responsible for more than 60% of the company's sales.
Wow.
Now, this is Pfizer. Half of the stuff that you buy from the medicine aisle at the grocery store is owned by Pfizer. A lot of the pharmaceuticals that you get from the pharmacy are owned by Pfizer. A lot of the healthcare products that you get, the bath soaps and the laundry detergents or whatever, are owned by Pfizer.
And that's not a small amount of money.
No, it's not. And more than 60% of their company's sales was from the COVID-19 vaccine.
Well, when you tell every single person that they need to go out and get that vaccine, I mean...
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot of sales.
Vaccine revenue rose to $14.5 billion from only $1.7 billion a year earlier. More than 10x.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, almost 10x. The company said its COVID vaccine sales accounted for $13 billion of that revenue. Revenue outside of its COVID vaccine business was up a far more modest 7%. So their revenue from all of their other stuff, it's still up by 7%. But their revenue because of COVID-19 up 133% versus last year. So there's definitely money to be made in COVID-19.
I bet Pfizer was a big donor to the Biden campaign.
I'm sure they were. And they probably also were a large donor to the Trump campaign, to be fair. This year, the COVID vaccine has brought in revenue of $24.5 billion, and Pfizer said it expects a total of $36 billion from the vaccine for all of 2021, nearly $12 billion more in revenue than the final quarter of the year. And it said based on contracts it now has signed, it suggests revenue $29 billion from the COVID vaccine in 2022, and that's it. Not including all of the boosters we're going to see, and I don't think it includes the fact that it was just approved for children.
Is this just in the U.S.?
I think Pfizer is only in the U.S. It may be in the European Union as well.
You mean Comirnaty?
Comirnaty, yes. That is the official name
Comirnaty
of the Pfizer vaccine. And it is significantly more popular than the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson.
Hmm.
I don't remember the numbers now. It was an article I was, you know, glancing at a day or two ago, but it's significantly more popular. We continue to engage with governments regarding potential additional orders for 2022, said the company. Yes, because the governments are the one paying for this nonsense. So to all of those people out there who think, well, they can't possibly be making money off COVID, dude, they're making record amounts of money off of COVID-19. There's no contest. The company said it now expects full year 2021 revenue of between $81 and $82 billion. It also raised its earnings per share outlook by about 3% to 5% above what it had expected to earn.
And Pfizer is just one big company that made a lot more money during the pandemic. Think about everything like Walmart, HEB if you live in Texas, all the approved grocery stores that, you know, made, they were the only ones open. They were the only place you could go. They, like, doubled their profits or triple, I don't know, a million times triple their profits.
Yeah, and all the small mom and pop shops all went out of business.
Yep.
But I'm confused. So they're predicting to make all this more money. But I'm looking at a map of the U.S. right now that shows state per state the fully vaccinated rates. And, I mean, in New England, it's all like 70%. The lowest one I see here is Wyoming. That's 44%. But it seems like most states are within like 60 to 70% vaccinated. So how many more vaccines do they have to distribute?
Well, that's just it. What is fully vaccinated? Right now, it's two shots. But in another 3 or 4 months, it's three shots.
So is that what they're projecting?
We
have no way to know. But
that's what I'm guessing they're projecting because they've already approved a fourth dose for people who are immunocompromised.
Seriously? Fourth?
Yeah. And we've known the CDC approved not just a third dose, but they say, hey, if you want to mix and match these things, that's totally fine, too, even though that flies in the face of everything we know about medicine. If you're on antidepressants and you run out, your friend can't just go, oh, well, I have this antidepressant. Here, it'll be fine. Just take that.
Yeah.
No doctor or health official or scientist would say, hey, yeah, you know, you can go ahead and take that. It's fine. Or, I only have one Excedrin. Can I also take one ibuprofen to make myself feel better? That's never been the way that medicine works. But when it comes to COVID-19, that's just fine.
Yeah, and that's just the thing. It's like when, in regards to COVID-19 and the vaccines, everything has changed. All of the basic rules that we've been following, not just in healthcare, but just in society overall, they're just breaking all of the rules here, all of the, you know, norms that we have set.
Well, they literally changed definitions, didn't they, of like herd immunity and vaccine?
Yeah, they literally changed definitions. And even, because I hear a lot of people say, oh, the government can't do that. That's against the law. Well, under the emergency ordinances that they're placing, it seems like they can pretty much almost do whatever they want, or they are at least.
About 67% of the total U.S. population has had at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. And 58% are fully vaccinated. So that means 42% are not fully vaccinated and 33% have not got exactly a third of the U.S. population has not gotten the vaccine. That's higher than I would have expected. So there is still significant vaccination doses that can be administered, especially to children, many of whom are still not approved to receive the vaccine. As I said, I've had this story and I've been wanting to talk about it for quite a while, because the vaccine was recently approved to be used for 5 to 11-year-old children without any, you know, any actual research into this whatsoever. Your children are now the guinea pigs of this. Oh, it does have this update. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration did grant emergency use authorization for the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer for children ages 5 to 11. Now, I don't know how many children there are between the ages of 5 to 11, but it's got to be a few tens of millions at least. So that's tens of millions more doses they sell and that they get paid for.
And it's just so scary because a few months ago I was seeing articles saying children are not just tiny adults. They are, you know, they have a completely different way that their body and their immune system works. So it's not really safe to be using these vaccinations on little kids just in smaller doses. But now all of a sudden it's safe and it's approved for five-year-olds?
Well, Pfizer says a trial showed its vaccine provides more than 90% protection among children, even though children aren't at risk of dying from COVID-19 in the first place. It's all very strange, but there's certainly money to be made in COVID. But we're out of time for tonight. You can chat with us in the meantime over on our chat server at chat.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.